At its peak in the early millennium, Blockbuster Video had 9,000 stores and was the go-to place for weekend movie entertainment.
Tonight, make it a Blockbuster night.
But competition and technology have reduced the giant chain to just one store in Bend. KLCC's Brian Bull reports.
Four blockers and escape plan two. Those two are
due. It's like a bona fide flashback with blue and gold decor everywhere. Aisle stocked with thousands of DVDs and customers lined up at the register bearing movies and candy.
Is it counting to your name?
It's under mine.
Sandy Harding is general manager for the sole remaining Blockbuster. There were a couple others up in Alaska, but as of this weekend, they're out of the game.
They'll still be open for the next 60 days or so, but they'll be in liquidation. They'll be selling off all their inventory, so they won't be renting anymore. So we'll be the last renting Blockbuster store in America.
There remain just a handful of Blockbuster videos in Australia, adds Harding. Blockbuster dominated the home rental market for years until rivals like Netflix and Redbox began scoring of streaming internet and mail-in movies. After filing for bankruptcy in 2011, Blockbuster was acquired by the Dish Network. The owners of the Bend Blockbuster have chosen to keep the brand name anyway. Harding says locals still support their store, including Genevieve Williams. She's here with her family and is cradling about a dozen DVDs.
There's a big selection for the kids to kind of wander around and look at a bunch of different things, so it makes it fun.
So you think you'll keep coming here?
Absolutely.
Diana Lopez is with her husband Pablo and their daughters. She says she enjoys the variety of older films as well as new releases, and the prices are still reasonable.
It's fun for the family. The girls get to come and pick out which movies they want.
What's on the watch list tonight? Can I hear some of the titles?
Lion King, Escape, Plan 2, Blockers.
Got a full week of movie watching.
Yes, vacation.
Many movies cycle out of major rivals, leaving customers often frustrated. Blockbuster employee Santana Aguilar says their stock has remained pretty consistent, and that has helped build a dedicated customer base for the Bend store.
Netflix doesn't have all the movies, and neither does Redbox. So we can get a lot of movies here that like you couldn't really find anywhere else. Locals like it.
People also like supporting local.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is funny, because given that this used to be a corporate chain of about 9,000 stores, and now it's almost like a mom-and-pop shop in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I really hope we stay open for a lot longer.
General Manager Sandy Harding says there's no question the Bend Blockbuster will stay open. She and the owners, Ken and Debbie Tischer, are proud of their operation. The only lingering question? What to do if a certain movie prop arrives at her doorstep? Comedian John Oliver had it sent to an Alaska Blockbuster as part of a bit on his show.
Evidently, it is the jockstrap from the movie Cinderella Man that Russell Crowe wore, and the Anchorage, Alaska store has it in there at the moment. And I guess there's a petition going around for them to be sending it down here to us.
How would you feel if Russell Crowe's jockstrap arrived in the mail for you?
I have mixed emotions about that, actually. Part of me says, oh no, and part of me says, oh yay, we get to have some movie memorabilia in the store. So I think anything would be very interesting and fun, and if nothing else, it's a great conversation piece.
And if nothing else, Russell Crowe is an Australian actor, and so maybe his athletic supporter could be sent to a Blockbuster overseas and find a fitting spot down under. Brian Bull, KLCC News in Bend.